Donald Trump, RNC should undergo revamp if it does not drop lowest ever ratings debates. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on November 24, 2023. Former President Donald Trump on Tuesday called on the Republican National Committee, RNC, to save money and drop the remaining GOP primary debates to focus on defeating Democrats. Great polls just released, best ever. Harvard/Harris Trump 67%. The Sanctimonious 9%. Birdbrain 8%. Ramaswamy 5%. Christie, dead in the water. A total loser, Trump said of his challengers. Insulting every single one of them in some way except for entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy. Trump up 7% to 10% on crooked Joe Biden. Trump continued before turning his attention to the RNC. RNC must save money on lowest ever ratings debates. Use it against the Democrats to stop the steal. If not, revamp the RNC, now, he demanded. Indeed, a recent Harvard/Harris poll showed Trump absolutely dominating the Republican primary field, up 58 points over his challengers. Trump sees 67% support, while everyone else falls to the single digits. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis garners 9% support, followed by former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley with 9% and Ramaswamy with 5% support. Further, that survey showed Trump leading President Joe Biden by 6 points in a head-to-head matchup. Trump's demand comes as the RNC continues with its plans for a fourth presidential debate, which will see the RNC teaming up with News Nation, The Megyn Kelly Show, The Washington Free Beacon, and Rumble. The debate will take place on December 6. Trump has long called on the RNC to drop the debates, as none of his Republican challengers have been able to come remotely close to catching him in the primary race, neither nationally nor at the state level. Rather, Trump continues to absolutely dominate in poll after poll and continues to lead his challengers by double digits in the early states of New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Iowa. Flashback, exclusive, Trump, sort of foolish to do first GOP debate with lead since Fox News hostile network. Trump's call also comes as RNC chairwoman Ronna McDaniel has faced increased scrutiny after the lackluster performance of Republicans in Kentucky's gubernatorial race, which took place in early November. Ramaswamy is among those who have publicly called on McDaniel to step aside, pointing to her atrocious record. Watch, Vivek slams RNC for picking NBC for debate, calls for McDaniel's resignation, party of losers. Here are the facts, and I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman, looking at this as a CEO or an investor. 2017, Ronna McDaniel takes over. 2018, loss. 2020, loss. 2022, no red wave. 2023, trouncing relative to what should have happened across this country, Ramaswamy said during a November appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. Where's the accountability? Obviously, this woman has to go, and if there's no accountability in our party, then we have no standing to preach to the rest of the country about accountability in government or meritocracy elsewhere, he added.